may begin.
The Three Pinchy Crabs, written and illustrated by Anna Cleveland. Once upon a time, there lived three pinchy crabs. The first crab's name was Michelle. The second crab's name was Crab Cake. The third crab's name was Seashell. Michelle lived in seaweed. Crab Cake lived in rock. Seashell lived in coral. They were very happy crabs. Michelle was reading the Oceanland News when she read that a thief called a squirmy bat octopus was stealing on the sunniest side of the sunlit zone. "That's where I live!" shrieked Michelle, and she shrieked until she fell asleep in her tiny house. When she woke up, her house was gone, and everything in it was gone too. The only thing left was herself. Michelle noticed that an octopus was at her house saying, delish crab, let me in." The octopus roared it again. "Not by the shell on me skin," trembled Michelle. "Then I'll squirm and I'll wiggle and it won't tickle," argued the octopus. "I'm telling my brother, he'll snap you in two." So off Michelle crawled to Crab Cake's house. When Michelle arrived at Crab Cake's house, Crab Cake was in the middle of a nap, so Michelle took a nap with him. When they woke up, they found everything was gone except them. The entire neighborhood was deserted except for some crabs trying to figure out what in the world happened. Crab Cake found the octopus storming, "Delish crabs, let me in." "Not by the shell on me skin," squeaked Crab Cake. "Then I'll wiggle and it won't tickle," screamed the octopus. Michelle and Crab Cake quickly crawled to Seashell's house. When they arrived, they found Seashell arguing, "Not by the shell on my skin." The octopus was about to reply something, but Michelle interrupted, "We should go to Mama's house." So off the crabs crawled. When the crabs arrived at their Mama's house, the sea anemone, they knew they were home. They rushed inside. The octopus reached out and, ouch! The octopus was stung. He was never seen again, and no one could get the four crabs. The end.